The following podcast is a Super Network production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Look at it, it's so cute.
The terrible Australian, Bea Jemine.
As Nicolas Cage, I should have played Tom Sawyer in this movie. But then they asked me and I was like, that's too typical of a role. I actually want to play the role of the submarine.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
That was a at the time.
Mature themes.
I mean, if the octopus in Aquaman can do it, so can Adam Sandler.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show.
What the hell is wrong with you, Phillips? Your incompetence is staggering.
All my life, I felt powerless. I've never stood up for myself. But then...
You can come out now, it's okay.
I think maybe I'm in the wrong...
Everything changed. You died, but you were reborn. By accepting all of who you are, you can be free.
She's very self-confident, almost angry.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Allergies?
This person doesn't like to play by all the rules.
Amateurs.
Bea says she jumps around like a cat.
What should we call her?
Catwoman. You heard of her?
Oh yeah. Hot. Black leather. Whip.
G'day everyone, this is Bea Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the January fan-voted audio commentary edition of the Super Podcast. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. Doing well, thanks, Bea. Very excited for our first official January fan-voted audio commentary for the year. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. A little bit under the weather at the moment. Not COVID-related, thank goodness, because I've had a rapid test and everything like that, a couple, and so far they've all turned up negative. So far, it just seems I have just a regular head cold. A pretty big one, which is probably my first in, like, ages. But to be fair, though, I kept thinking, what could have caused this? But given the weather has been like in Melbourne in the past week, that's probably why, because it's gone from, like, being very hot and humid one minute and, like, legit freezing cold the next.
Yeah, it's all over the shop, so, yeah.
And it's also been dusty and windy as well. So I think that's probably, and also since I've been working a lot, I've been busy with, you know, family visiting and a bunch of other stuff and being on the go. I think my immune system might have been down a little bit. So basically that's when the cold was like, we're going to take you on now. Wah!
And all. Yeah, pretty much. So that's you what could happens.
You could say, Marty, it pounced on me like a cat.
So. Potentially, that's a really shitty segue, but we'll get to all that momentarily.
Indeed.
We'll explain everything shortly, yes, but we do have a guest, obviously.
Indeed, we have a very special guest who is joining us back on the show. And it's kind of ironic, too, because this time last year, she just happened to also be on a fan-voted audio commentary that also featured someone of the cat persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is our good friend, Hayley. Hello, Hayley. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
Indeed. I have to say, Hayley, before we mention what the movie which won the poll for this month is... Once this movie pretty much was announced was the winner, you were like the first person to throw your hands up. So I need to do this movie. I need to be on this episode.
Yeah, because this is one of my favorites. I don't know. I'm lost for words because it's like, it's a great film. Despite what you say, I love it to death. It's one of my favorites. So yes, I'm so excited and I hope everyone enjoys the ride with us.
Indeed. I do too, and I actually saw this at the cinema.
I didn't see this at the cinema, but I've seen this movie multiple times, and somehow it seems to, no offense to everyone who loves it, seems to get worse and worse, at least for me, every time I watch it, but that's a whole different story. But... Yes, but for all those out there who are wondering what film we're doing for this episode is, so the theme for this, for our January audio commentary edition of the show, was the best of the worst. So we put out a poll of 6 films that people consider kind of like the best of the worst, and we had our fans out there vote for which film they wanted to for us to do the episode on. And I have to say, for a little while there, it was a very tight race, probably one of the tightest races ever, but the film that won out in the end, and if you're not getting all of our cat puns so far, the winner, of course, was Battlefield Earth. No, it wasn't Battlefield Earth. It was Catwoman.
Yay!
Yes, it was. And yes, so January was worst of the worst month, and
yes,
the options. Well,
the best of the worst of the worst.
No, it was actually just the worst of the worst.
Well, I completely fucked that up, and I apologize to our listeners. And
yeah, I'm actually looking at the list. It says worst of the worst. So there you go.
See,
that was the original plan. So yes, there we go. It doesn't matter.
I can't even do a podcast anymore because I'm embarrassed now because everyone that's
sorry, be fired. You're fired.
Yes, I'm fired. I am fired from the show now.
Yeah, see you later. The original idea for January was worst of the worst. Maybe one of us stuffed up somewhere doing the actual poll. I don't know, but I'm just going with what is written down here. And the films were Mac and Me, which I was convinced was going to win, Master of Disguise, Catwoman, House of the Dead, which almost won somehow, Birdemic, and Ben and Arthur. So indeed. There we go.
And that, like I said, I think it was pretty much like almost like a neck and neck race between Catwoman, House of the Dead, and Mac and Me. And Mac and Me was out in the lead for a little while, but then House of the Dead was, and then Catwoman did at the end, and then eventually it became the victor.
That is true. That is true. So I'm very excited. I haven't watched this movie for a while, so I'm excited to rewatch it.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Marcy. Haven't watched it in a while, and I'm keen as a bean.
Yes.
Let's go.
I say let's do this. And we'll get right to the audio commentary. But before we do, of course, we've got to lay down the ground rules, as we usually do on this show. What you need to do, if you've never listened to any of our previous audio commentaries before, first of all, how dare you? But what you need to do is you find a copy of Catwoman, whether it's on DVD, Blu-ray, or if it's streaming somewhere. We're going to be playing the film from the very start. So I'm going to count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, if you're one of those people who doesn't really want to rewatch this film and prefers it at all, you can just listen to the audio commentary, because I'm pretty sure, based on our previous ones, this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So,
correct.
Let's do this.
Let's watch Catwoman, bitches.
Indeed. Yeah, Marty and Haley, are you ready for a perfect viewing experience with Catwoman?
Meow.
I better stop doing all these cat puns because the claws will be out very soon.
Middle finger right now, babe.
Wow, I made this into a very hairy experience.
I hate you, I really do.
I guess everyone's gone from a whisker to a scream.
Oh no.
It's going to be like the cat from Outer Space all over again.
Oh dear.
Yeah, totally.
Should we make a drinking game out of it now?
Yes.
If you're listening, fellow listeners, have a drink every time B does a cat pun and let us know how you do.
Let us know if you survived the experience.
But yes, let's get right to it. I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, we play the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off, ladies and gentlemen.
Do 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 do.
Good old Warner Brothers.
Mm.
And the interesting thing is, though, Catwoman was the last female-led superhero film that Warner Brothers produced until Wonder Woman.
That's right. Because this one did so well.
Indeed. It did so well that they were like, we don't want to... This movie is like the pinnacle of female superhero films. We shouldn't even make any more superhero.
And you know what? Like, the actual start of this, like, I like this kind of opening sequence with all this kind of mythology around cats and stuff. Like, I don't really know, like, what they had in mind for this, because we know that they were going to do, like, a Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman movie, and it somehow turned into this, but this adds all this bizarre mythology. So it's like, is this meant to be, like, Catwoman the superhero, or something completely different that's called Catwoman?
Yeah, well, because, you know, most people would know that Catwoman, she's not really someone with superpowers, she's just a cat burglar who's got, you know, she... So basically, like, this film, and the cat, we should say, like, the Catwoman in this film is not the one that we all know and love, Selina Kyle. This is a completely different character, Patience Phillips. So basically, like, having a new character, you could say, like, at least kind of gives a bit of an excuse to kind of have its own, have her own different kind of backstory in regards to how, what her Catwoman, her take on Catwoman is, because this one you could use mythology and also having kind of superhuman powers and abilities in it as well. Yeah. Although I am disturbed by that cat picture back there.
Yeah, that was a bit disturbing.
That was a bit like, what the hell?
But like...
Most of these are disturbing. Oh, hello!
But like... Yeah. Does it, like, make any... Like, could you ever see this Catwoman teaming up with Batman? Because for me, it just doesn't quite work.
No, not really.
It's just a very, I don't know, I think they were trying to go for something different, but something was lost in translation, because again, this opening gets you interested. It's, you know, these pictures of the cats throughout history and the cat women, and you're like, oh, okay, but it just really lost something somewhere. And how do you do that? You have Halle Berry. Halle Berry is awesome. She's spunky. How did this just not quite work?
Yeah, and taking into account, she was also just coming off of doing, you know, X-Men. So she was quite, you know, like a quite huge, like, profile at this point in time when they were making this. So it's kind of just like, well, what? Why did you just waste so much potential?
Yeah, and coming off of as well, you know, being a Bond girl... A Bond woman, and also winning an Oscar, which, again, I will always say, like, I think she's fantastic in that role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is all very bizarre, because it kind of takes the Michelle Pfeiffer, like, backstory thing in Batman Returns, but it does this whole different thing with it, and it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, because this version of Catwoman had been in development for years. And for a long time, originally, because as we all know, at the end of Batman Returns, like, there's a quick shot of Catwoman looking up at the bat signal. So to indicate that she did survive, and it was going to indicate, like, they were going to make a Catwoman spin-off that Michelle Pfeiffer was very much down to return for, and also Tim Burton was interested in directing. But I guess after the reception of Batman Returns, since it was way too dark and stuff like that, it kind of put things on the back burner. But then, like, this project was still in development for quite a while. But it got to a point where both Tim Burton and Michelle Pfeiffer kind of moved along. And then for a while, Ashley Judd was actually attached to play Catwoman. But then eventually, you know, over time, it kind of just... moved on and became the movie that it ended up being. But I guess being that it has a very, like, Patience Phillips' backstory in this is kind of very similar to Michelle Pfeiffer's, you know, Selina Kyle character in Batman Returns, maybe that, like, being kind of similar is probably the point, because, you know, this is originally, early on, it was meant to be in the same universe as Batman Returns.
Yeah, but this film, to be honest, it feels like it is a Catwoman movie made by people who don't know who Catwoman is.
Yeah, like they never picked up a comic book in their life.
Yeah.
And just through the title Catwoman and go, oh yeah, yeah, we know what we're doing. It's like, you did not do your research.
That's right? This was around that time, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, like where superhero films, like some were definitely obviously made by people who probably weren't comic book readers, and basically they just kind of made up their own backstory and mythology with a lot of characters. Like even like in the unmade Superman Returns with my man Nicolas Cage was going to be starring in, like they were going to change a lot of things. Like Superman wasn't even going to fly or even have a cape and stuff. It's like, and you think like, did any of these people actually read comic books? I mean, I don't mind people making changes when it comes to certain things, but when you kind of get rid of so much and add stuff that doesn't make sense for a particular character or story, it's just like, why not just create a whole new character rather than, you know, I guess it's kind of a name brand type of thing.
But can we just talk about the fact that Sharon Stone knows exactly what kind of movie she's in, she plays up to it so much. Like, this is a movie where the villains make evil fucking face cream or whatever it is, beauty cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of ridiculous, but she understood what the hell she was doing. Oh, although
she understood the assignment.
Yeah, although I'm not sure. I forgot this actor's name. He didn't get the assignment at all. He thinks he's winning an Oscar in this role.
Oh, I'm probably going to butcher his name because I know he's a French actor. So his first name's either Lambert or Lambert Wilson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he was everywhere in the early 2000s too, because he was in the Matrix sequels and a bunch of other films as well. But these days he's like, he's a well-known French actor.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the Merovingian in the Matrix.
Yeah. But you're right, he clearly doesn't get what movie he's in. But Sharon Stone definitely does.
And Halle Berry is kind of like between two worlds. Like, it's almost like she wants to give a good performance, but she's also aware this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like seeing her just in frumpy clothes, it's like, really? Because she's stunning. Anyone who sees her is not going to think anything of her. They're going to be like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you see Halle Berry, you can't just, you know, baggy clothes is not going to make her seem quote unquote ugly.
Yeah.
It's like that old trope in a lot of like late 90s, early 2000s. How do we make a really sort of absolutely gorgeous woman look like a nerd on screen? Let's just put glasses and raggedy clothes on her.
Yeah, seriously, it's ridiculous.
Seriously, this movie would be seriously like if this happened, Halle Berry could have taken off the glasses and her hair just flow like that and she'd be like turned into a...
But like, look at her there with the pigtails, with the pajamas. She is freaking adorable. Like, really? Oh, it's a kitty!
Oh, hi, kitty.
Meow!
See, Marcy, why aren't your cats Henry and Max not watching this movie right now?
Because they're little shits who would destroy my room if they were in here. Meow! Meow! Sorry. I think, to be fair, I would be this movie's version of a Catwoman.
Yes.
Literally, with all your cats.
Yeah, I'd have all the cats, they'd meow, we'd meow together. But this is so weird because then she starts acting like a cat and it's like, why? Because the thing with Michelle Pfeiffer was really indicated in that film that it was like a psychotic and mental break.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that kind of made sense.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of does make sense in this one specifically, because it clicks in a little bit later on, but like they literally breathe life into her, so it's kind of like, you know, they're giving their essence of, you know, their catness.
Yes, I mean that into in itself makes a little bit of sense, but I think they overdo it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
And I feel like Benjamin Bratt in this is much like Halle Berry. Like, he knows it's ridiculous, but he's still really watchable in it, for as silly as it is. And the thing that actually really impressed me, and even back when this came out, when I saw it at the movies, I'm like, they actually have chemistry.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't quite work, the chemistry between them is fire. So they had that there. Like, it's totally there. And, you know, the reason I ended up seeing this at the movies is because my dad absolutely loved Sharon Stone and he wanted to go see it because of her.
Yeah.
And then I think he also was like, yeah, Halle Berry's pretty hot too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Benjamin Bratt can save me any day he wants.
He's a good-looking dude.
He always has been. He's aged very, very naturally.
Yeah. And it's like the first like comic book movie he would star in, because he would also be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by being in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I was like, oh, shit, which one did he appear in? Yeah, it was Doctor Strange. There's so many Marvel movies, I can't remember them all. I'm sorry.
That's the thing now. It's like there's been so many comic book movies. Like, pretty much you can like link every actor to like every movie to who has been in one.
Exactly.
And there's quite a few people who have been in some in this film as well. So
yeah.
I mean, these CGI cities.
Yeah, I know, right? But at this point, like Halle Berry, this was like her second kind of like superhero comic book role. Because she'd already been Storm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, she just realizes she's being replaced. Or slowly being replaced.
Dun, dun, dun.
I want that jacket. It's cool.
Yeah, honestly, some of the early 2000s fashion, it's like, it needs to make a comeback. Because it was actually on fire, for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Now, I'm going to say this. I want to see what you both say. Like, every time I see Sharon Stone on screen, and I think this is might have been deliberate, but every time they show her face on screen, it almost looks like it's been airbrushed. Like, it looks blurry. And it's just her, nobody else.
I think it might be on purpose, maybe, to kind of go in with the whole face cream de-aging thing that they have going on.
And that's the thing, though. Like, Sharon Stone, even though she's now in her 60s, she still looks great.
She looks incredible. She's always been absolutely stunning. But she, you know, throughout the years, she just looks incredible. Like, I'll always love Sharon Stone. She is a legend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sharon Stone. I love you.
And let's not forget Patience's two best friends at work, including Alex Bortsey, who most people would know
as Lois!
Lois! From The Family Guy.
She is adorable in this, and annoying and weird, and I love it, and I don't know why.
You can tell, like, this is her character, basically, like, they just let her just do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
She probably improvised a lot of her life.
That's why I love it.
Yeah.
Because she's so man-hungry in this movie. She just wants to bone everyone in everything.
Yeah, but have you seen Benjamin Bratt in this movie? Wouldn't you?
I mean, to be fair, everyone wants to bone each other in this movie. I mean, if Alex Borstein's character had a way, she would bone both Benjamin Bratt and Halle Berry at the same time.
I mean, if I had my way, I probably would say the same thing.
And also, throw in Sharon Stone to make it a four-way.
I mean, have you seen them in this movie? Like, hello. Hello.
Pretty much the only reason Bede watches this film now is just to have a good old-fashioned perv.
And I like that his character name is Tom Lode.
Tom Lode.
Yes.
Look at her face. She's like, he's asking you on a date. You have to say yes.
It's very obvious his character is pretty much smitten with her.
I mean, wouldn't you be? It's Halle Berry.
Exactly.
See, she really doesn't care, does she?
Nah.
Really, and Benjamin Bratt's like, oh yeah.
I'm sorry, but when I see Alex Bors, I can't say her name, sorry. I just Borstein, I'm just like, Lawless.
Lawless.
Oh, Peter.
Yes. I'm just weirded by this guy's facial hair. It's like it's unfinished in terms of how it was cut and trimmed.
What guy? I must have missed it.
The other guy, the gay best friend.
Oh, is he all like...
Oh, I was going to say the token gay best friend, because there was always one in every movie in the
2000s. Yeah, yes, it was kind of like that, wasn't it? Like, kind of, but totally. Totally.
Oh, look. The old screens where things would fly around when it's in screensaver mode.
He says, good night, have a good night. And there was like, even though it was still fast forward, there was still like 100 people in that office.
Yeah.
And now she's there by herself, still doing work.
Yeah.
I
more CGI cities.
Yeah, the thing was, unless she had an amazing budget back then, anytime you used CGI, which I don't know why they used it so much in this, it looked so bad. Mm. And that did not help this either. It just makes it look way too stupid.
Yeah. But I think the budget, I'm looking up, the actual budget of this film was $100 million.
And you'd think the CGI would be better.
Mm.
Definitely not.
Mm.
But that's like a lot of...
the script would have been better.
Mm.
Well, the movie was directed by a guy named Pitov.
Yeah, what has he done since?
Barely anything.
Is it like a real person?
It is a real person. He is a real person.
Okay.
All right, I have to look up because before like this movie, he was like a visual effects guy. And he did like
a visual effects children. A visual effects person whose movie CG looks... the way this movie like does. It. How?
Yes.
Can we just talk how she's just entered a restricted area and it was not locked whatsoever?
Yes.
Like, what's with this place's security, bro?
Oh, wow, that bottle in the background looks like Heath Joker's the... Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah. You called him Heath.
Yeah.
You called him Heath Joker.
Leave me alone, I have a cold.
Poor excuse.
but Pitov, he did special effects on films like a lot of Jean-Pierre Jeunet's films, mostly like City of Lost Children, Delicatessen, Alien Resurrection, and
a bit obvious there, Patience.
Yeah,
he directed one movie before this, but since this film, he's directed a TV movie called The Dragon Chronicles: Fire and Ice.
Hmm.
Under his real name, not Pitov, and episodes of a TV show called Alliance, and pretty much that's mainly it, really. What else has he done? I'm kind of curious now. He hasn't really done that much. So I guess this movie kind of must have really kind of ruined his career. Like, it pretty much he directed this, won the Razzie for Worst Director, and then after that, like, he barely did anything after this.
I would have worn that with pride.
Yeah.
Although the screenwriters behind this movie, two of which are Michael Ferris and John Rancato, they've written quite a lot of movies of various degrees of quality. They wrote The Net for Sandra Bullock, The Game for David Fincher, also Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines and Terminator Salvation, and also Surrogates and Primeval, and the other writer, John Rogers, actually came up with the story for the first Transformers film.
So not bad-ish. By the way, for anyone playing at home, one of these dudes, that's Ryu from Street Fighter.
Holy shit, I did not know that.
Oh, nice. Because,
like, before I was, like, looking, it's like, it looks vaguely familiar. And then now you say that, it's like, it is Ryu from
Street Fighter. I remember when I first saw this, I thought, that's Ryu from Street Fighter. And I remember going home, going on IMDb and checking. And I just double checked now because I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was Ryu. And then I did, and I'm like, yeah, that was him. There you go.
Indeed. Nice. Although I will say this, as much as like I say, like, oh, it is a bad, this is a bad film. Like,
yeah.
But that being said, though, in the years since this film, especially in the past year, it has now developed a cult following. And yeah. Even Halle Berry's kind of embraced the cult following behind this film as well. Yeah.
When you watch the kinds of movies we watch, in comparison, this is pretty decent.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, yeah, it's bad, but it's an entertaining bad.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those bad movies where like I've said, the best type of bad movies are the ones that try to be good but end up being bad, or they make decisions that are so out there and so bizarre that you can't help but admire the audacity of them going so weird. I mean, like you said before, Marcy, the bad guy's plan in this film is to make evil face cream.
Yeah, it's such a good face cream that if you stop using it, your face just gets fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah. Capitalism at its finest.
Why did they need cats to be CGI? Can't they have trained them?
No.
Why does most of the stuff in this film have to be like out of a video game?
I don't know. True. It really, they kind of really were going for that kind of aesthetic in the sort of early to mid 2000s.
Yeah.
With movies, it's very bizarre.
Oh, hi, kitties.
I wish all the kitties came to visit me.
And bring you back to life. I mean, what?
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. I think we've got real cats. Oh, wait, never mind. That's CGI.
That's very CGI for no reason.
There has to be at least one CGI cat here amongst these real ones. And I wonder if these real cats,
I'm pretty sure they're all CGI, because look at them!
No, a lot of them were real cats.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at trivia right now. 43 cats were trained for this film.
So yeah. Then why is that main one fucking CGI?
Well, they needed the cat to breathe into Halle Berry so she could bring her back to life.
To life.
I don't think you could train a cat to do that.
No, not really.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Because, well, I suppose to give this specific cat, like, the...
Maybe to make it look different, quality, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Be like, okay, that's a weird cat. Yeah.
Because the other ones definitely looked real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were real.
Mm.
Yeah. Resurrection by cat breath.
Danky cat breath.
I mean, just remember... the really ridiculous ways that Freddy Krueger was brought back to life.
Yeah, that's true.
In Nightmare on Elm Street. And this doesn't seem so stupid.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
According to also the trivia, Halle Berry adopted one of the cats afterwards, an orange and white youngster named Plato.
Aw, that's so cute.
No. If I couldn't love her anymore. I love her.
Oh, her cat powers are like all over the place. She's after that crab. This is the thing, though. It's like she gets cat breath and she legit starts to become a cat.
It's almost like Spider-Man, but with a cat in a weird way.
It's basically like Rob Schneider in The Animal. He. Oh,
God, why did you have to bring that up?
It's like, I'm down with Adam. Halle Berry is a cat.
Well, I suppose, you know, this cat-like behavior, her human instincts haven't quite kicked in yet from her being freshly dead. So that's probably also another, you know, thought process the creative team decided to go with.
Indeed.
Because, you know... Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Someone talk! Fucking hell!
Mine's gone now. That's fine.
Now you've both forgotten what you're going to say.
I was going to say...
Yes.
As bad as the CGI in this movie, I think the worst CGI of all is CGI Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is around when they create CGI characters, like with humans, but the way the humans bend, it's like they look way too rubbery and bendy. Like
rubbery and bendy?
Yeah, you'll see what I mean when you see Halle Berry jumping around as Catwoman. It's like,
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
I like that she sleeps where a cat would sleep, somewhere high.
Just, as you showed us the picture before of Henry being up in the top of your closet.
Yeah, he was. I'm like, what are you doing there, cat? He's like, I needs to go high.
Yes. I needs to be the king of the castle.
Mm. She doesn't remember anything.
Another sign that you're watching a bad movie, so many Dutch angles.
No, Lord.
The only time I've ever seen Dutch angles used for good effect was in 4, and that's about it.
And we don't even want to know what the hell they were doing with Battlefield Earth.
Exactly. Legit, every scene was tilted.
Yeah, right now it's feeling very tilted. See, that's a real cat now.
Yes.
No, don't be angry, cat.
Don't send the kitty away.
Elm Street.
Whoa.
Speaking of Freddy Krueger.
So if Catwoman and Freddy Krueger meet each other,
it's in the same universe. It's in the same universe, man.
They're going to have a claw fight when they meet each other. Speaking of Bubarak, I see that your homing cat has come and found me. In the future, we're going to send messages via cats.
Oh, Lord.
So, Marcy, whenever I text either of you guys, I'm going to just, like, send a cat that's right all the way to your houses to,
Can I keep the cat when it arrives? Because I don't want to give it back.
Yeah, but yeah, I need to get sent a message, too.
Oh, look at the gingers! And the fluffies!
One of these ones.
I want all of them.
It's the cat lady from The Simpsons.
Except this cat lady has a head on her shoulders.
Yes. I should make fun of Frances Conroy because she's a legend and she can do whatever she wants.
She is, exactly.
And this will be the one of two times that she has played a comic book character that's associated to a character associated to Batman, because she was in Joker as well, playing Joker's mum.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a character like Patience Phillips. In this one, it's like they got the persona, but it's a completely different character. It's not, because it's like Arthur Freck.
Same, but different.
Yes.
I just want a house of cats.
This will be you 20 years from now, Marcy.
Well, we all know that.
It's like, here, cat, sit. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Have some catnip.
She grabbed that catnip like her life depended on it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hello.
Coming soon, the cinemas everywhere. Requiem for a kitty.
Jesus. What is she wearing?
She got, like, flares in her, like, sleeves.
What is that? I cannot act. I don't know what I'm doing. What movie am I in?
Patience is like, I'm not in the mood for this shit today. I almost died yesterday.
I would love her to just stab him with that pen.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Jesus.
Are you though?
Oh yeah, that guy's weird, like whatever's on his face, yeah.
Now I look at that picture and at his face, it's like, holy shit, his like forehead is like huge.
Yeah, you tell him.
Now you listen here. I may be unethical, I may be untalented, but I'm definitely not a porn star.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You know you did.
Yeah, this.
And everyone's like,
2000s facial hair.
And then Voth comes back. It's like, oh, you're all applauding that? Well, you're all fired too.
I mean, what kind of work environment is it when you're applauding someone to stand up to the shithead boss? Like, don't be a shithead boss.
Exactly. It's a get the hell out of Dodge if you're, like, applauding that kind of behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Can we talk about her ward, Alex Borstein's wardrobe? It is so amazing in this movie.
Yes.
It's very, like, what you'd expect someone to who works in, like, the beauty industry to be wearing, not kind of what Patience is wearing, which is a bit boho and stuff. It's like,
I like that it's kind of over the top.
Mm.
I like how it's like she's a cat, or she's a cat, whatever, and it's like, ooh, shiny, just like cats.
Shiny. Yes. Pretty.
But at least they tried to add in the cat burglar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's okay, your comic relief character survived.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Thank goodness. I was so worried about Lois.
Lois. You know, Hallie, if you don't, you know, Patience, if you don't go start dating that sexy young cop, I might have to go dating myself. I'm gonna phone him all night long.
Do it then, Bede.
I'll bone him so hard that he shouts out, Lois!
Lois! Remind me, why does anyone listen to anything we have to say ever?
I don't know. Because like, we're funny.
Really?
You guys are.
You are too, don't sell yourself short. Oh, look, he goes and talks to school kids about being good and not doing drugs.
Can I see your gun? No, that's the correct response, America. Listen.
Yeah,
no,
true.
Can I see your gun? No.
Nah, no, if gun. This was reality, they'd be like, can I see your gun? Yeah, sure. I mean, the ball's still in the chamber, but, you know, your kids will be fine.
Yeah.
Isn't this the basketball game?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go play some basketball.
I love it.
Well, why is she even going to a school when they don't know who she is and needs, you know, parental permission? Number one, to be around the children.
Not in 2004. Apparently,
yes.
She just called the police station and they said he was at a school.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the chick that stood him up. How dare you? Here's his address. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, Benjamin Brad is a very forgiving guy.
But look how cute they are. Don't you just want to, like, put them in a little love heart?
Or a better movie.
Well, that too. Hey, it's not too late. They can be in a movie together. That's good.
Exactly.
What is with this weird... whatever they're doing.
It's a weird wire work.
It is. That was the in thing.
It was like a Daredevil where Ben Affleck was like, we have like the weirdest scene in a kid's playground slash.
Yeah, what was like, that?
And then Catwoman came along and was like, hold our beer.
No, you know what? This one is not as weird as that one.
Yeah.
Because that was a legit fight in a kid's playground.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing in Daredevil, but this is at least silly and fun and ridiculous. And
there's way too many cuts in this scene.
I know. But look at the chemistry. Don't you want them to just bone each other?
Just not in front of the children!
Not in front of the kids! I meant to go back to the hotel or something.
See, if they don't bone each other, the person probably will.
Whoa, we just saw his abs!
Yeah.
Take that shirt off, Benny Bratt. I mean, what?
I swear there's about 1,000 cuts in this scene alone.
I don't know what that was, but okay.
That was her cat vision kind of going.
Yeah, it was.
The target.
I'm still waiting cat for him to vision. Keep taking his shirt off.
See, if these two didn't bone each other, the camera person probably will with the amount of times the camera was so close into them.
I know, right?
Better script. Oh, wait, sorry. Maybe I should do Basic Instinct 2 after this.
I was about to make the same joke.
Great bites for Glide, but I'll give you all credit for it because you thought of it first.
I was literally about to make the same damn joke because they were around the same time, weren't they?
Well, this is probably like this movie and Basic Instinct 2 were kind of the ones that kind of knocked Sharon Stone for a little while to the point where she didn't get lead roles anymore, but more supporting roles or character roles.
I mean, Basic Instinct 2.
Yeah.
Thank
goodness I had that face cream on my hand.
Thank goodness she had all that tuna to eat.
Ew. I hate tuna. My brother used to, like, get tuna.
I love tuna.
And as soon as it opens up, the smell would just be repugnant to me.
Oh, I love tuna.
Tuna's the shit. Tis amazing.
And my cats definitely want to eat the freaking tuna, and it's like, no, you're not allowed.
Maybe it's because I'm not a fish person, and that's probably why it's like puts me off every time I smell it.
Maybe.
I like that she's basically Alex Borstein has basically just taken over this nursing station and just making random calls and telling all the nurses, piss off, I'm on the phone.
Well, why wouldn't she, yo?
Exactly. It's like, I can do whatever the fuck I like.
It's Alex Borstein, bitch.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's living her best life.
She's allowed to, damn it. She's allowed to.
And I like how Halle Berry's like doing kind of like jumping on things and like walking around on top of couches as she's doing this conversation.
Well, that's how cats behave, basically.
Yeah. That is! Just watch any of my cats. That's what they do. They're weirdos. They're all over the shop. They don't care.
I'm just surprised she hasn't knocked anything off the bench just yet. For funsies.
Do you know my cat was trying to knock a glass off the bench? And I'm like, why? Why? Why are you an asshole?
Say, doctor, do you want to give me a sponge bath?
I mean, if the doctor was offering. I love this.
This seems the best.
This is the fucking best. I love it.
I like how that guy, even with the music up as loud as it is, actually heard it from across the way.
And that cat just happened to be there to be like, you gotta get sexy and do some shit.
All right, babe. Take a slumber party.
Speaking of slumber parties, check out our friend's YouTube show, Slumber Party Sleepover.
Because who's on this recent episode? Who made a guest appearance on this recent episode, Marty? Both one of us made a physical appearance, one of us made a vocal appearance.
That is true. But also, we love our friends and we want you to check out their stuff because it's a lot of fun. But anyway, exactly. I love this scene. Yes. This scene is magical. I love how she just ends up in this I don't give a fuck mode.
She's got zero fucks at this. This is like fuck this shit o'clock as batch with.
And this is exactly what cats are like. They don't give a fuck half the time. They will do shit.
Ow.
I like how she just knows how to use something as a whip. Like what the fuck?
Whee.
I like this whole sort of like dom persona. Because there's a lot of sort of like BDSM elements in this character.
Yeah, bring down the leather outfit.
Yeah, like the female empowerment of being like a mistress.
Yeah.
This is totally what this is.
It's time for me to create my own costume for no reason.
Because she wants to look sexy, hello?
Well, this is the funny thing. This is kind of similar like in Batman Returns. Because remember Michelle Pfeiffer? She had, like, a special dress or jacket in her wardrobe that was leather, and she fashioned it into her own, like, Catwoman costume.
Can someone explain to me how the fuck she got her hair to look that good by herself?
I don't know. That's the magic of cinema. Every hair transformation that anyone ever does on their lonesome turns out miraculously perfect after.
Mm-hmm. Now, the hairstyle she's donning in this movie, it was a nice fashionable hairstyle back at the time, and you were considered awesome if you had it. But if you have that hairstyle now, you're a fucking Karen, and you can get the fuck out.
Exactly.
Damn Karens.
The Karens ruined the Catwoman hairstyle.
Did she steal that guy's bike?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
I do like that. Say what you will about Pinoff and the way how he bizarrely shoots this movie. He knows how to show Halle Berry off in Catwoman form.
Mm. Mm. I mean, put her in a leather outfit.
See, Halle Berry is someone who, she's in her mid-50s right now, and she still looks incredible.
She does. She looks, like, both her and Sharon Stone today just still look absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
Like, I want to look that amazing now.
Don't we all?
Mm.
Luckily, there was a heist going on as this was all happening.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And no, she had that mask there as well.
Well, she took the mask. Because apparently we can't tell who it is.
What a perfect idea.
We were doing some aspect of Catwoman in this movie. Let's slightly make her a cat burgle.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Yes.
And I like how these guys in a jewelry store, which probably has cameras and security and stuff like that, but yet they're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Dumbasses. Oh, jeez, the CGI.
Yes! It is terrifying.
It makes them look all rubbery and weird.
It does. I don't like it either.
Yeah, nah.
It's unnatural.
Well, I suppose that's probably also the point, that she's a cat person doing impossible, inhuman things.
It's supposed to not look naturally human, but it just looks weird.
Yeah, but the execution was off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess an interesting thing about Halle Berry, because she had a couple stunt people, but one of her stunt people was actually a man.
Oh, okay.
Was a guy named and I'm probably going to butcher his name, so please forgive me, Nito Lariza. And he was a 29-year-old Hawaiian actor who was an expert in martial arts, so he did Halle Berry's stunt work.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Meow.
Although I think she did learn how to use a whip.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did training to how to use a whip.
I feel like I was about to say Wonder Woman. Oh, my God. Wrong character. That's a Catwoman trait. You got to learn how to
use a whip. Yeah. Because I remember before this came out, she was showing off her skills on, like, Oprah or something. And before this came out and had, like, people were saying it was really bad. Like, I was super stoked for this movie. And then, yeah. People actually saw it.
Yes. Oh, I dreamt I had lots and lots of diamonds. Oh, wait.
I wish I woke up to all that jewellery.
Every woman does.
Are you being sexist, B?
Yes.
You're cancelled. Fuck off.
Okay, maybe everyone wants diamonds. I want diamonds too. You know what I want to do with these diamonds? Sell them off and I can make a lot of money.
Exactly! That's what I was thinking. But it said you had to be sexist, Pete.
Well, somebody had to on this podcast, Marcy.
Cancelling Bede again.
I'm going to slap you upside the head. And who would investigate the crime? But Benjamin Bratt!
In the city.
Yeah, he's the only cop.
Exactly. He does everything. He, like, he investigates all the crimes. He goes talks to all the kids. Like, there's so many other detectives in this movie. Oh, and she brought back all the jewelry.
I wonder what she used the pearls for. Oh, I shouldn't say that. That's wrong.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Christ.
I want cupcakes.
With pearls on them?
With it. Yes.
Ew.
No, I just meant like the cupcakes you saw before.
No, I thought you meant the pearls.
See, I like how Halle Berry's like, let's look up cat women, and then it's like all these like pictures, like, okay, this is not what I was referring to.
Gotta love early 2000s research.
Yes.
Right? It was just like crazy Googling. On the computer. But then, like, in anything before we really had the internet as something mainstream, they'd go to the library and look at, like, all the old newspapers on the, like...
Yeah.
I can't think of what the thing was called, where they'd look at...
Like it's kind of like an archival thing.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called. At least this isn't like when me, you, and Batch couldn't think of what a microscope was called.
Yes.
This is something that people haven't used for ages, and I can't think of what it is.
Wait a second, I recognise that pussy anywhere.
Beat, I didn't know you had it in you.
So, you're back to see more of my kidneys, are you?
Is it just me, or does Frances Conroy look very mystical with her lighting?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got that, you know how in the Addams Family, how Morticia...
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. I want that cat when it's just not like being all cats, CGI. You try to,
like all cats, you want to go do something, the cat comes along and just like sits on it or wants to play with it. It's like, go away. I'm busy.
I know, cats want to jump and get your attention, and then when you give it to them, they're like, fuck off. They're rude. But cats are awesome.
Now, as we're going into these cats, let's bring in more Egyptian mythology in terms of the cats and cat women.
Why not?
They tried, okay? They tried.
Anyway, have you heard of The Wicker Man? I was in that movie.
So was Nicolas Cage.
I was in that movie. By definition, I was also a cat woman, too. I was one of the cats. I went around saying, meow!
What? What?
What?
Oh, don't you mean,
meow?
I'm only going to do this podcast as a cat.
Wee!
Meow!
Halle Berry's always land on their feet. Oh, wait a minute. I want to see if this is actually true, that there's a picture of Michelle Pfeiffer among these photos.
Yeah.
If that's actually true or... Where is it? Where is it? I want to see the photo. Well, that's... Alright. Wait a minute. I have the stuff.
Kitty.
Down, kitty.
There it is!
There's Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman in that pile of pictures!
So what you do is, you get a picture of Catwoman as Michelle Pfeiffer and make up some weird mythology to fit her weird origin story into this that doesn't make any sense.
So basically this movie, all those pictures and all those paintings and stuff like that were surrounding Halle Berry, those are all the past Catwoman, right?
Yes.
So basically having Michelle Pfeiffer, I mean, it probably was there just as an Easter egg, but let's think about this for a second. So if Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman is there amongst those pictures, is this movie set in the same universe as Tim Burton's Batman?
Yes.
Well, it'd have to be for her picture to come up, unless it's playing with some weird alternate reality, you know, how with Flash and all that, how they kind of jump between, you know, universes.
Yeah, it's basically just taking the Michelle Pfeiffer thing and just giving it this more of a mythology and an opening for someone else to be Catwoman.
Mm.
Where did she think of this idea? Because,
like, the outfit on its own is, like, as sexy as it is, it's bizarre because, like, it has, like, rips and everything in the pants area.
And that actually has mesh. I didn't actually know that it had mesh before, like where all the roots were.
Yeah, it's meant to be like the sort of tabby pattern on a cat.
Mm.
But like, for 100%, this is like this whole BDSM kind of thing, like a woman's awakening to her inner, you know, dominant mistress. That's what this movie is. I'll be back. Keep watching the movie. Freddy, who is not a cat, he is a dog, but he would like to be a cat, needs to go woo-wee and stuff, and I have to go to the toilet.
Nice.
I won't be long, because I don't want to miss much of this movie, because she just got the sexy outfit.
Yes.
Yes, I wasted like a very rare necklace for claws.
Yes. Although I gotta say, though, like, the helmet is weird, because the helmet looks like, doesn't really look like it fits her head. It's like, goes around, and then it's like, whoop, like, further up.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like, maybe that's where, like, the rest of her hair fits in that section of the helmet.
Yeah, like it.
Or mask.
It protects the hair. It's a mask. It's not really a helmet.
Yeah.
It definitely have, like, helmet qualities to it, like, to protect her head, but, like, yeah, no.
Yeah, but I guess going back to what we were saying before, like, I am now convinced this has to be set in the same universe as the Tim Burton / Joel Schumacher Batman movies because let's think about it, because we know this is not Selina Kyle that Halle Berry's playing. This is Patience Phillips, new character.
Yes.
So, and this is not Gotham that they're in, so it's a whole different city. This could be just set in that same universe in a different... And, of course, like, how Halle Berry gets her powers is kind of somewhat similar to how Michelle Pfeiffer gets her awakening to become Catwoman as well. Although she's not revitalized by cat breath.
Straight up.
But it's kind of similar in a way.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm convinced. And I like how, like, this bar has milk on standby. But to be fair...
Well, it's for a white Russian, so yes.
Yeah, exactly. They would have to have, like, milk for create white Russians or any other type of beverage that needs cream or milk for.
Hmm.
Whee! Some of this, like, editing and how this movie is shot can sometimes be a little confusing.
Yeah.
Hi, I brought a whip into a club.
Yeah, how she wasn't like, get rid of it, straight up.
Yeah, I'm surprised security didn't just come along and be like, you're not allowed to have that in here, that's against the rules. You're hurting people?
Yeah.
You need to get out of here. Whee! Why, yes, I'm into BDSM. Very much so. Whee! I love that transition.
Bye.
Because it's like, he's like sitting in his chair, she pushes him back, and then he like goes flying out the door.
Yes.
Amazing.
Looking for something?
Cat got your gun?
Literally. What was the point of that? Okay. That was a bit confusing. Why throw the gun where he could have a chance if you weren't quick? I mean, yes, she's obviously got the reflexes and whatnot. Clear that out of the equation. What was the point of throwing the gun back at him?
Honestly. Well, I guess it's like a lot of like what cats actually do is like toy with their prey.
Yeah, true.
So I guess this is what she's kind of doing as well.
You're nice. You're right. Oh, look, cat got your tongue.
I mean, I've been doing a lot of cat puns throughout this whole podcast, but whenever Halle Berry becomes Catwoman, she does tons more than I do.
Yeah.
She heard something she wasn't supposed to hear. I don't know.
And I like, it's like, how can they not tell it's Patience Phillips?
I'm like, you literally killed this woman yesterday. How are you not triggered from that and not seeing her face?
Exactly.
Like, come on, man. It's not hard.
I say that to like a lot of suits. I guess it's like the Clark Kent kind of thing. Like, yeah. How can anyone not notice? Like, but then again, I suppose if you have a specific look people are used to, and then you kind of suddenly change it, then people yeah. won't recognize. I remember once being at a friend's birthday party, and this was around the time like I had a big full beard and all that. And I shaved it off for a particular, I think it was because like I had wanted it trimmed, but the barber kind of did it wrong, so I ended up shaving it off. I went to a party, and a friend of mine who I've known for about over a year, and had only ever seen me with a beard, he yeah. walked past me. He didn't even recognize me without the beard. So I think little things like that can like be easily understandable, like if you can't, like little things you don't notice about someone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, and I suppose this guy didn't really, you know, look at her. So it's just yeah. like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, understandable.
And I like how her best friend is still in hospital, even though she's like yeah. way better. It's like, I'm still sticking around here for the sponge baths.
Yes.
Oh, come on. You're like showing a picture, like a sketch of Catwoman on TV, and her best friend's like, wait a second.
Hold the phone. I know that face. Exactly. I've seen that face. No. Stop using this. Not today.
Not today. Trust me. Oh.
It's a spy. Yeah.
And we're back.
Sliding to buffer. Hooray.
Oh, we're at our actual police station with other cops besides Benjamin Bratt in this movie.
Yep.
Look at his clothes. Benjamin Bratt's got like a turtleneck and everything. He's a very stylish cop.
Mmm. Good old turtlenecks.
Exactly. Wait a second.
How do you not notice it from the beginning? Like, come on.
Dude, I don't think you even have to go see one of those guys who, like, you know, who check, like, yeah. handwriting analysis and stuff. I don't know what the actual, like, job is, but I'm pretty sure just even looking at both side by side, it's like, this is the exact same handwriting.
I know.
It's not that hard.
Well, and like, it's the same, but not the same. Exactly. He's deciding to dissect the fact that Patience Phillips, at this before her transformation, was, you know, an insecure people pleaser. After exactly. the transformation, an angry lady that knows what she wants.
Exactly. And likes cats.
Meow.
I swear this set, this carnival set, is the same area where they played basketball before.
I think it is. A loser.
I would be surprised.
You work for Hideo. Why not? Could have been at the same point in time, like this that week. It's like, oh, we're holding a carnival here. Ta-da!
Exactly. Lots of people. I mean, George Hideo isn't the nicest guy in the world.
You know, he fired me. I mean, you didn't give him what he wanted, but you were killed for it, so that's not your fault. But like,
yeah. Exactly. Let's go to a day to a fun park.
Yeah, I'm broke and don't have a job, but yet I can somehow manage to pay for this and, you know, still be able yes. to afford my place so that it is in a weird New York
yeah,
style.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, you'll be out on your yeah. ass, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, her place, her flat looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering, like, what type of salary does she have to afford a place like that? I yeah, don't think it would yeah. be a hugely high-paying job.
Yeah. Unless oh, it's no. like a hereditary, like a, oh, my parents bought this place and I took it over, or... Oh, no!
Oh, no, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna have to become Catwoman, but everyone can see me change my costume.
Why are the carnival people using something they know is defective?
Because they can't.
Nah.
Because they don't care.
No.
Wait, this is effective? All right, as long as we make money.
Correct.
I apologize to all our carnival folk out there who are slightly offended.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you would check everything before, like, releasing this. Whoa, yeah. That... Whee!
Cat vision.
Hold still, I got you. See, he knew what to do, and yet the carnival folk didn't.
Yeah, I know, it's like, bro, that's their job to know.
Exactly.
How is mum not more freaking out? Just saying. She's too calm for my liking.
Exactly. You are one tough little guy, you know that? All right, back to the park, going back to fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people almost died, but it's okay. We're having fun.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you did it. Well, he's like, I don't know how you did it, but damn, girl.
I'm going to say, like, he's got to start putting more two and two together by now. I mean, the only thing he goes on at this point is the handwriting looks the same, but it's like, how did you manage to do all this? How come you've looked great, even better in the last, like, 4 or 5 days since we've known each other?
Yeah, correct. And it's just like, okay. Is you okay? Are you on some weird drugs?
Now, Hallie, I don't want you going outside being a cat burglar tonight. All right, Benjamin Rat, I'm just going outside to do some catwoman stuff. It's like how she uses the claws to kind of, like, cut open the glass so she can, like, get in.
But how that was, like, framed looked like she just cut open a hole in the door and still walked through the door.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, did you change your mind after you did that? Like, are you okay?
Like, in a way, this costume of hers is not really practical because, like, what's going to happen when it's winter and it's freezing? She's going to, like, get cold.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone and Halle Berry. It's like a competition who can be campy the most in this scene. I like how in this scene, because at least in terms of, like, we know that the face cream is evil, and she, and Halle Berry thinks it's because of her husband, but it's actually really her who's doing the all the cream stuff.
Yes.
Because this movie is a feminist masterpiece.
Yes.
We're not going to let any man take all the credit. We're going to take the credit ourselves.
Yes.
It's total empowering.
Mm.
And her mask is still weird.
It is.
It's so cute.
How come her costume does not have pockets?
Now they're at the theater, and honestly, this movie should have just gone even a step further and just played Cat. They're like watching them. That's what I would have done.
I think that would have been too much on the nose. We already got cat puns. We don't want to take it that extra step further.
This movie is way too over at the top as it is. I think having Cats the musical would have been way too much.
And that would have probably blown, like, half the budget if they did the musical, if they did Cats the musical. So it's like, budget friendly.
See, they should have done their own ripoff and do Dogs the musical.
Oh, Jesus. It's just been onesies. Little shitty doggy onesies.
Yes. Oh, hello. Jessica, don't. Oops. My bad. Get your paws off me. She's going to use him as a scratching post.
Pretty much. So did my fellow patients. That's why I
What? I didn't kill her.
Too bad your last words.
I didn't kill Patience. She's alive. She's right in front of me in a mask.
I know. Like, how does he not notice that?
See, he is... Yeah, I mean, he had seen Patience, like, up close.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he could recognize her.
Exactly.
This musical is just weird. Is this like a Cirque du Soleil type of show? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was the in thing at the time.
Yes.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
That's right. Haley and I would just say before that they should have done that. This musical or whatever show that they're playing, it should have been Cats musical.
No, it should have been Goddess from Showgirls. Yes. Performed. Performed by people dressed as cats.
Yes, love it.
Yeah.
See, that was better than my idea. They should have just made it Dom's the musical.
Yes.
And I suggested in shitty little onesies.
I like how it took him, Benjamin Brad, a while to actually, like, look behind and see her there. Can't see me.
Don't you just love the crazy chemistry, though? It's so on point. Mm. It's nuts.
I'm surprised, like, Benjamin Brad and Halle Berry haven't done another movie together. So it's like, you're right. Like, despite the quality of this movie, they do have good chemistry. Like, it could work. If they were given better material, they could be, like, a great on-screen couple.
Yeah, no, they absolutely. It's so there. And it's really good casting. Like, I could see Halle Berry playing, like, a Catwoman. Like, even a Selena Kyle, like, older type of character, like, now. And him being sort of, like, you know, he could play one of her, like, I don't know, the cop that's been after her for so long.
Mm. Mm.
Well, I read recently, and I could be completely wrong, because
you usually are.
Shut up. Anyways, I think because Halle Berry's out at the moment, she's been promoting her directorial debut, Bruised, which is a pretty solid movie. And she has stated that, like, she would love to take another crack at Catwoman, but this time direct it. Like a Catwoman movie, and she wants to direct it. Not this type of version, but maybe not like a... imagine a Catwoman film with the current Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
You could even do something with, like, Halle could direct it and kind of be almost like a mentor to that character or something. Like, I could see that working.
I could see that.
Listen, we have ideas. Listen to our podcast, movie executives.
Exactly. Listen, Warner Brothers, we have better ideas. Forget all these other amateurs who are out there, like Joss Whedon, who's a dick, and hire us to come up with your ideas for
this. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy with a rag on a stick. Can we just comment that her outfit is so cool? It's got a fluffy collar that she's popped up and everything.
See, like, I think Sharon Stone's probably in her contract is like, I will do this movie as long as my character gets the best, like, wardrobe.
Yeah, the best wardrobe, the coolest lines, being the best bitch. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that he goes to slap her, and then because she's been using the face cream as well. Her face is so hard that it, like, legit hurts his head.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Which one of these, she's out of hospital. I was going to say, which one of her which one of these two dresses am I going to sleep on tonight?
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm out of hospital. I wanted to be there for another week so I could get more sponge baths. All those sexy doctors and nurses.
I think Bede secretly wants to give Alex Borstein a sponge bath. He's blushing. Look at him. It's so true. That's look at her neck right now. That's not a very good pearl necklace.
Yeah. This looks like something out of an Avion commercial.
This is something out of like
an ice cream.
That's something out of an 80s movie or something.
Yes.
Like an 80s erotic thriller.
Yes. Please note, in all skincare, you should only use a pea-sized amount. Don't overuse it, friends. Otherwise, it turns mad hard.
And of course, now that like, even though she's more control of her cat powers, it's like, oh, I'm just going to eat like a cat anyway.
Always with the fish. But look how adorable she is.
And she didn't even swallow it. She, like, just put a whole bunch in her mouth and it didn't even swallow it anyway. It's like, gom, 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 gom.
Don't you love the bit with the fish tank and it's, like, very Romeo and Juliet for a second?
Yeah.
Actually, you look in the background, you see in the fish tank, you see Tom Hardy trying to eat a lobster.
I'm sorry, I'm too distracted by the sizzling chemistry between these two.
Yeah.
Yes. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Yeah. They, like, clearly want to have sex with each other.
And that, at least we can be thankful that this is one thing they've got right so far.
The chemistry was always on point with these two.
He's probably going to ask her, like, you remember, like, 3 days ago when you looked like a really big nerd?
Jesus. Yeah. Girl's got style. Look at her.
It is the funny thing, though. It's like, you think, oh, she's just gotten hotter, and that's probably why he's more interested. But I'm pretty sure, like, even if she was still a great big nerd with all the weird clothes and stuff like that, he was still very much into her anyways.
Yeah. You can tell me anything. I'm Catwoman. There, that's better.
I'm a cat.
I'm a cat. Whoa. And he's like, well, I do like kitties.
Ew. And I like, it's like, oh no, I gotta get inside. I hate water.
Well, definitely not my cats. They fucking love the water. It's weird.
See, if they just had a tap, then she'd just, like, go and have, like, drink out of the tap.
No, she'd go, like, you know, grab a little paw and play with it.
See, that's what she should be doing in this scene with that drip of water right there.
Yeah, she should be. See, if this weren't, like, whatever the hell this movie is supposed to be, if this was, you know, an erotic movie, they would have banged at that place in the rain.
Yes. Yes.
Just saying. But, like, if it's anything, she's clearly nothing like my cat Maximus. It was pouring with rain whenever it was raining the other day, and he just zoomed outside. They're not allowed outside. He wanted to be a wet pussy in the rain.
I'm glad you said that, Marcy, mm-hmm. not me.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone who has had any of those fridges that have see-through doors.
My sister's that got seems that.
To... Oh, does she?
Wait, does she? Yeah, no, I think she does. She's got something weird.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've only ever seen, like, fridges with see-through doors in movies. I've never seen them in real life.
Well, they have those ones where you can knock on the glass and see through into it now.
Mm. Yeah, you can, like, tap it to see into it and stuff. It's all...
Okay.
Mm.
I like how he's, like, his fan's like, her lipstick is on this glass. Maybe I can find out if she's really that burglar we're looking for. It's like, dude, you looked at the handwriting before. I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
You don't need
any more evidence than that.
Did he have sex with her just to get the DNA?
Ooh. No, I don't think the movie wants to portray him that much of an asshole.
No.
And she has a Nokia phone.
Yeah. I think he actually just wants to put her in handcuffs. Or maybe he wants to be put in handcuffs.
He's secretly into BDSM as well.
Maybe he is her submissive.
Ooh.
See, this movie makes so much more sense when you look at it from that point of view.
50 Shades of Catwoman.
50 Shades of Catwoman.
Oh, look, it's the lipstick match. Who would have thought?
I'm so shocked.
I am shocked.
Patience Phillips is Catwoman? Ah!
I thought it was Selena Kyle, but I guess I was wrong this entire time. Meanwhile, Sharon Stone clearly has not upped the security since the last time Catwoman was there at her house.
And where did her extra claw go? Because he took it.
And her mask is weird. It looks like it's like this tall. It looks like Marge Simpson hair on top of her head.
It's huge! Jesus Christ, Pete.
It looks like we're like the xenomorph dome head, like on top of her head.
Jesus.
And Sharon Stone's like, I'm just gonna look fabulous in this whole movie. Oh, my husband's dead. I turned him into a scratchy post.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Bede, you're a moron, but we love you.
Oh, Catwoman, you're so in the kitty litter now.
Oh, fuck off.
See, I should write the next Catwoman movie so I can just do all these puns.
I'm just a fucking dog. Shut.
Freddie's not happy that we're watching a movie about cats again.
Clearly, he's pissed.
See, we haven't done a movie on dogs.
Freddy, enough, mate.
Oh, my husband's dead. Oh, I'm totally acting.
Why did she give her a gun when she clawed him to death?
Marcy, her... Sorry.
Because she also put bullets in him, too. But then she added the claw marks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Marcy, her...
literally told us her whole plan.
Yeah. Marcy, Sharon Stone's fake acting pretending that her husband, like her being distraught and is dead, is more believable than any of the acting in that documentary, Battleground Melbourne.
Yeah, it really was, actually.
And then she's dressed up as Bruce Lee, Halle Berry.
I was going to say before, like, the high sort of ceiling shot, and Halle Berry was like, her body kept moving in the direction that Sharon Stone was. It was so bizarre.
When did Catwoman kill before?
Catwoman kills again.
No, because she got pinned for the other bloke at the laboratory.
I see.
Even though she didn't do it, she got pinned for it.
I see. Sorry. And this is like my third time watching this movie. I shouldn't know all this shit.
I'm not paying that much attention.
Shame on you, bitch. I mean, to be fair to you, Marcy, you were out of the room, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I also haven't seen this for a while.
No excuse.
I haven't seen this for a while, so I don't remember every little thing.
Halle Berry was trained by the ghost of Bruce Lee.
Like everyone.
Yes. It took me about 100 words of evidence, but I think you may actually be Catwoman.
Yes, I bet he wants her locked up in interrogation.
This is what he's into.
He is.
This is his BDSM type of fantasy.
Sorry, I was just interrupted because we're getting Christian propaganda in the mailbox.
Hell yeah.
No wonder Freddy was pissed. He wasn't pissed off about this movie. He was pissed off about the mail we're getting.
It was delivered by cats.
Shut up.
It was the mail cats I was talking about, the messenger cats.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus.
I can't get over Halle Berry and basically her current outfit is basically what Bruce Lee wore in Game of Death.
Yeah.
Or did she steal it up from Beatrix Kiddo from Kill Bill? Which was the start of the time.
Either or, to be fair.
Yes.
Do love a good tracksuit set.
I like that with Halle Berry, like, she's, like, throughout the last, maybe half hour of this movie, she has saved people's lives, she's been Catwoman, she's had the mask on her head, and she's jumping around, going all over the place, and her hair is still perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, that's why the Karens picked this style.
Yes, and ruined it forever. That outfit's like something you actually wear around your house when you don't want to wear clothes. Like a onesie or something.
Yes. A lounge suit.
Yes. A tracksuit. Like my Nicolas Cage tracksuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Patience was Catwoman this entire time? Duh.
Mm. You may have lost your woman, but you got your man. What the hell?
A cat man?
I don't know.
I don't get that line. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. Well, I suppose because you know the perp, they usually.
No. Don't worry, Hallie. I'm gonna break you out.
No.
This is the same cat from Cat from Outer Space.
That was such a cute little cat.
Yes.
He's so adorable.
We don't really see, I mean, it's been a little while since I've seen this film, but we don't really see Francis Conroy anymore in this film, do we?
No, I don't believe so.
I think she's only in it for like two scenes and that's about it. So she probably shot all her...
Yeah. Something like that.
She probably, she probably like shot all of her scenes for like 2 days.
How dare you insult me by telling me Lassie could do better?
Hallie, stop kissing that pussy. I like that she's gonna squeeze through the bars.
How very cat-like.
Oh, this was easy. I should have done it hours ago.
She forgot how flexible and bone-bending she actually is.
Indeed. Yeah. That's why the CGI, her CGI version of her character is, like, all rubbery and stuff.
It's like a Stretch Armstrong or something.
Yes. Oh, no. That's horrible. Look at it. No human being can move like that.
That car hit her bum.
She's got a bad bruise now.
And it's a Jaguar.
It's going to become Titan now. She's going to have sex with the car.
But for God's sake, Bede. I thought I was the bad person, like, all the time, but you.
Marcy, the opportunity was there and I went for it. And none of y'all could ever be as beautiful as Sharon Stone.
Is it a weird coincidence that they both have, like, the short hairstyles?
Oh, holy shit. It just only occurred to me just now. And even though it's pretty obvious, there is already... Before this movie, there was already a connection with Halle Berry and Sharon Stone. Does anyone remember what that is? Because Halle Berry was in the Flintstones movie, and her character's name was Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone,
yep.
I wonder if that's like a little bizarre nod to that.
I guess, but also I think originally from what I read from, they actually wanted Sharon Stone to be in the Flintstones movie, not as herself, but playing a character named Sharon Stone, but it didn't work out, so Halle Berry took over the role. So it's only just now occurred to me this now, even though it's like one of the most obvious things ever. So that's probably why they're both in this movie, so they can finally meet face to face. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
The camera is always moving.
We have weird angles all the time.
Yes.
We gotta stop the evil face cream.
the addictive face cream
that breaks your face.
Exactly.
Or something.
Although I find it funny, like, the face cream has, like, multiple uses. Like, if you use it, your face goes horribly bad and you die. But if you keep using it, your face becomes stone and indestructible.
Yeah, exactly. It's a catch 22, right?
Mm.
Well, that's one way to do that.
Meow.
Sorry, everyone. We're not going to be taking all the face cream to all the shops tonight. I'm sorry. See, that is the reason why it's been taking forever to get new rapid tests here in Australia.
Ah, right. Makes sense. Not that our government's incompetent or anything.
Yes. Well, that too.
Hmm.
Look at Sharon Stone's, like, little outfit now. This one is, like, whoa.
She's got a bit of a camel toe in that outfit.
It's also very... almost flesh-coloured outfit, too.
Mmm, yes.
I think she's getting ready for the Christmas camel toe.
Her outfit matches her hair.
It does. She looks like she's got light just emanating off her. It's so, like,
it's like, yeah, her bizarre. Face is illuminating. It's like, yeah. Every time she's on screen, they put Vaseline on the lens, so it just illuminates her.
It's very bizarre.
But again, I think this is a deliberate choice because it seems to only happen with her and no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And even in, like, Basic Instinct 2, which came out 2 years later, they didn't do that at all.
Mm. Oops, she's got the whip.
And also, like, it's sort of... even when you see her arms, they're, like, almost airbrushy and illuminating as well.
I think it's just meant to represent, like, the cream.
Yeah,
that we know, like, we obviously have worked out, you know, she's used it to the point where her skin's, like, rock.
Yeah. You could say that her face has become as hard as a stone.
Bede, go fuck yourself. Seriously.
The opportunity was there, and I went for it.
You keep going there.
Bloody Bede.
See, if you look at it, these are dad jokes, and these are Bede jokes, Daddy.
Yeah, Bede jokes are, like, way lamer than dad jokes. Oh, jeez.
Dear.
Yes.
Deary me, Bede-o.
And then Ryu.
Ryu's just going to be like, I don't know.
Must be weird having, like, a CV that has both Street Fighter the movie and Catwoman on it.
I would love to have that on my CV.
See, if he was in Showgirls, that would have been, like, a triple trifecta right there.
I wish I was in Showgirls.
And now he's dead. And now Catwoman murdered someone legit this time.
Could you imagine Showgirls? Like, because I think Sharon Stone could have been Crystal Connors.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm.
Could you imagine, like, something like Sharon Stone as Crystal, and then someone like, I'm trying to think, like, maybe a Drew Barrymore as Nomi?
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe that in some out there in the multiverse somewhere, yeah. Like, that movie of that version of the movie does exist.
That'd kind of be amazing.
Where are you? I'm here. Oh, wait, that's meant to be Batman, not Catwoman, sorry.
See, you know what? I'm going to be sad. Like, you know, with the Flash movie.
Yeah.
And all the, like, multiversial stuff. Like, missed opportunity to have Halle Berry's Catwoman rock up.
Yeah, well, at least we can, though, confirm now, pretty much, like, every DC film that has ever been created, right up until the Flash movie comes out, there is, like, a multiverse. Mm. Like, these all exist in their own universe. The same with Marvel, with a recent movie, which I think it's still too early to kind of spoil too much, even though it's already been out for a while now. But,
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good kind of thing, like, a good way to just combine everything.
Yeah, exactly. And let things, like, either if they, like, depending on whether it's the MCU or the DCEU, like, you could either make a film that's set in that universe.
You know what they should do? It should be like an attack of like the crap, or what people consider to be the crap superheroes and movies, and they all form a team or something to get revenge. So you'd have like Halle Berry's Catwoman, you'd make Shaq come back as Steel.
Yes.
Oh Jesus.
You would you would have Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Wow.
You would have Arnold as Mr. Freeze. Like, come on. You could. Helen Slater could be Supergirl again.
Yes.
I mean.
See, like.
Josh Brolin could be Jonah Hex.
Yes.
Just saying.
That's the Justice League.
And in a really weird turn of events, Ryan Reynolds reprises his role as Green Lantern.
Oh, yes. Dear. I think he'd rather die than do that.
Yeah, but in my version, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's redemption. Redeeming all those characters.
Exactly. It's redemption. And...
No CGI.
And... We will even include the almost things that happen. So Nicolas Cage could be in it as Superman.
Yes. Mm.
And George Clooney is not invited. Oh, cool. No, I'm kidding.
Just no nipples on the batsuit, please.
No.
Well, I guess an interesting kind of thing now, you could say, like, if all these movies all exist in a multiverse, then, like, every single DC film, whether it's part of the DCEU or its own separate thing, if people complain, like, this isn't anything like the comics, to say, it's in a different universe.
Yeah, there you go. Who cares?
They got their own rules. Maybe this film's in a universe where only this character only exists, or one where other characters exist altogether.
She couldn't live with her face being ridiculous. And Bede's favourite thing ever. A dummy off the building.
I don't think that was a dummy, but that's some woman who was falling.
Or the CGI person.
It was like, what? And it got to a point, it's like, okay, I'm just, like, she's, like, gliding down, like, a parrot, like, she's going down a parachute, and probably did flips like she's jumping off a diving board. That was
very bizarre.
Just like, oh my god, I'm falling! Oh, wait, shit, I'm still meant to be falling. Nah, just do it with Silas.
And it's like, she could not handle seeing her face, like, without being perfect, so she's like, oh, just fall.
And her stone face broke her fall.
But didn't save the rest of her body.
And we can see that Patience Phillips is like a good Catwoman.
Yes.
Yes.
See, if she had another adventure, she could have taken on like, you know, I'm trying to think of something that I can't.
Well, Alex Borstein finally got her man and her sponge baths.
And you wish it was you, obviously.
That's right. I mean, what?
Say I knew it.
Oh, wait, here. Fred Scott Rye's back. I thought I was completely wrong.
You always are, but, you know.
Shut up.
I mean, what further adventures would Patience have had as Catwoman? She toppled an evil beauty empire. Would the next thing be to be, like, destroy the fashion industry who still uses animal products?
I was going to suggest the exact same thing, Marcy. It's, like, her going to stop the, a fashion designer who uses, like, chinchillas for, like, dresses and stuff.
So what, she's taking on Cruella de Vil?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Disney, Warner Brothers, get together and make this movie. Catwoman versus Cruella.
Yeah.
But we have to change Cruella from being hating dogs to cats. Now, off into the moon.
Well, they kind of copy that. Well, not copy exactly, but yeah, the shot.
Mm. Yeah.
And that is our movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Ugh.
And that was Catwoman.
That was the Catwoman.
Yeah.
And I like how underneath it says the Razzie Award-winning film.
Yes. For those in Australia, at the present time, it is streaming on Binge.
Yes.
So you can check that out. Or you can obviously own a copy, or if it's, I don't know, for streaming in other parts of the world, but I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's readily available. And that was Catwoman, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast and listening to what we had to say on the film. maybe this was kind of a mixture of us being serious and not serious and kind of actually trying to decipher the movie, but appreciating it for what it is without, you know, being totally awful, because it's still fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Hayley. It's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I always love hanging out with you guys.
We love that too. And yeah, if you're listening and want to check us out and you don't know where to find us, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. You can find us on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And you can also find a link there to join our Facebook group. You can also find us on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are on the Instagrams at the.super.network. We are on the TikTok at supernetwork. Hopefully we will actually have more stuff going on there. We need to know. We're also on the YouTubes. Look up the Super Network or Super Marcy or Be Jermaine. You'll find the channel there. And please join us on our Discord server, and you can share with us what you've been watching, or if you have your own podcast, share the links on there, and you can check it out at the following link, discord.gg/kxsabhnkmb, but all the links are in the show notes. And you can find me at twitter.com/supermarcy, and you can find me on Letterboxd at super_marcy. And of course, you can find the Super podcast on all your major podcast streaming platforms. Bede.
People want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/bejamine, or my Letterboxd page at letterboxd.com/bejamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com.
Hayley. And,
yes.
Join them on Patreon, guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do that.
All on Patreon. Important. For as little as $1 a month, you get all pretty awesome, cool content, and also early access to all of our podcasts on all the shows we have here on the Super Network.
And you could also potentially join them on a podcast. You never know.
Indeed. 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 Indeed.
It would be cool. Very cool.
So, indeed.
And that's it from us. Please stay tuned, as always, to all of our podcasts and enjoy the ride.
Exactly. See you all later, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You're going to look like a cop killer. I might not be a hero, but I'm certainly not a killer.
Put your hands on your head.
Ooh. Looking back on it now, dying was the best thing that ever happened to me.
The Super Network is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. A great bonus feature with having Surfshark is something is not available on your streaming service in your country. You just pop on that Surfshark VPN and you can probably find so much more streaming in different countries. If you want to find something like Masters of Horror, it is available on Tubi, so just select the correct country and you'll be able to watch such a great and fantastic show. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal.
You can also find the link in the show notes.
Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Surfy shark doo 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 doo.
And now back to the show.